In my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
I know a man named Jesus, and he's...
You've just tuned in to the outreach ministries of the Mount Calvary Baptist Church, located 320 Daspit Street in Alexandria, Louisiana. Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr. is the pastor. We are a church of the living word, preaching and teaching the word, thereby fulfilling God's command as stated in Mark 16:15, to go therefore into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. At Mount Calvary Baptist Church, leading to others is the church's first priority. Now join Pastor Humphrey in a sermon already in progress.
I know a man named Jesus, and he...
Let's all stand. Amazing grace, sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, oh Lord, for watching over us all night last night. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your finger of love this morning that reached down and touched our souls, Lord. Made our eyes fly wide open, oh Lord, so that we were able to witness a brand new day. Father, we thank you for the day, a beautiful day that it is. Lord, we thank you for the grace that came along with it. And Father, we thank you for the ever and never ending mercies that you give us. We thank you for all that you have done, dear God. And we thank you for all the mighty, mighty long ways that you brought us, Father. Because, Lord, we couldn't have made it by ourselves. It was you that kept watch over us, oh God. It was you, dear Lord, that gave us the strength. Lord, you brought us to another Black History Month. Many have fallen along the wayside. But, Lord, you saw fit to bring us back down to the prayer house today. And, oh, God, we just want to say thank you. We ask that you rain down your anointing here in Mount Calvary. Bless each and every person under the sound of my voice. Allow us to worship you and to magnify you and to glorify your holy name. To give you all the honor and glory that you so richly deserve. We ask this prayer and many others. All in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. It's always a blessing, a privilege and an honor to do the will of the Lord. We are blessed beyond measure. And his blessings, they never stop. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in this law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, which bringeth forth his fruit in his own season. And his leaf also shall not wither. And whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. But the ungodly are not so. For they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the Lord knoweth the ways of the righteous. Because we know that the ungodly cannot stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. Because the Lord our God knows the ways of the righteous. And the ways of the ungodly shall perish. So we're blessed here today. This house is blessed beyond measure. And I can stand flat-footed and tell you today, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. He's worthy to be served. He's worthy to be worshiped. He's worthy to be praised. There's none other. There's none like him. I give him glory, honor, and praise to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. I give thanks to the pastor of this house, Reverend Ronnie Humphrey Sr., to the emeritus, Dr. Huey Lawson, in his absence, to my sister, Minister Cindy Michelle Humphrey, to the deacons, to the officers, the mothers and members, to family and friends, visitors alike. I greet you all in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I'm thankful to God that I was born in Black History Month. What a mighty good month. I want to do this. Give this senior choir a hand. Amen. Like them young folks say, they done got turned up in here. They went hard in the paint this morning. Man, that was great. And on the business. On the business.
It's all right.
God is a good God. For those of you that have your Bible, would you please stand in honor of the word of the Lord? You'll find it in the book of Hosea, beginning at the 4th chapter and the 6th verse. And when you have reached the contents of the book of Hosea, the 4th chapter and the 6th verse, would you please respond by saying amen?
Amen. Amen.
Recorded here are these words, and it reads as thus: My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, because thou hast rejected knowledge. I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me, seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God. I will also forget thy children. You may be seated in honor of the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, to the hearers, and to the doers of his holy word. I'm yours truly, Reverend Rod Lennox, evangelistic ambassador for God Almighty. I'll be your speaker for today, for the hour. The title of this work today is Knowledge is Power for the Christian. Knowledge truly is power for the Christian believer, only if it pertains to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because he is the one who holds our salvation through faith in him and him only. There's no other. In the book of John, I heard Jesus say it something like this. He said that I am the way, the truth, and the life. And no man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now, if we as Christian believers, if we hope, if we just hope to achieve anything in life that is worthwhile, anything that's worthwhile in spirit, in perfection, in maturity towards Christ, then it must be based upon the rock of faith in Jesus Christ. Is that right? It has to be, because the knowledge of Jesus Christ is preeminent. The knowledge and sovereignty of Jesus Christ is expedient for some and problematic for some others. Are you with me? Because knowledge is power for the Christian. If you call yourself a Christian, hello, church, if you call yourself a Christian, you need to try to learn as much as you can learn about your Lord and Savior. At all costs. There's no putting the feet on the brakes. You can't do that. It doesn't work that way. Your faith must be rooted, grounded, and settled in Christ. Because Christ is settled in heaven. And he sits at the right hand of the Father. The Word of God, the true and living Word of God, is seated in heaven at the right hand of the Father. So the Word, as the scripture said, is settled in heaven. Are you with me?
Amen.
It's like this. John said it something like this. He said, in the beginning was the Word.
Yes.
And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. Do you understand what I'm saying here? The Word is settled in heaven. Now, I want you to get this. The knowledge of your soul, the knowledge of your soul is one of the most precious and prized possessions that you could ever have. Therefore, it must be, it can't be anything, it must be and it has to be anchored in the Lord. It has to be anchored in the Lord. Because knowledge of Jesus Christ is preeminent in your life. It has to be first and foremost.
Yeah.
Knowledge of Jesus Christ is sovereignty. He's sovereign. Nothing else comes before him.
Yeah.
To know that is to know Christ. Because knowledge is power for the Christian. And yet, we go about everything else. Though we've amassed great knowledge, and we have. We have amassed great knowledge by our computer age. Computer-oriented technology and concepts have touched the skies It really has. But there's none greater, nor will it ever surpass the knowledge between man and his creator. It doesn't get that high, folks. And that is nothing but the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because Christ is preeminent. There's nothing higher than that. I'd have you to know that. The knowledge between a man and his creator is ultimate knowledge for a man that lives here on this world. Because it's like this. John said it like this. All things were made by him. And without him, there was not anything made that was made. Are you with me? Not me, not you, not this earth, not oxygen, not water, nothing. There was not anything made without him. And when you get into the knowledge of Christ, then you begin to understand that knowledge is power for the Christian. Are you with me, church? Hello, somebody. I'm talking to somebody in here. I have a little bit of black history for you. I'll give it to you here in just a minute here. I want you to understand something, though. Yet, we claim to have knowledge of God. I'm not talking about vain and puffed up like Paul was saying. You need to know who Christ is. You need to know who it is that you're worshiping. You need to know who it is that you are down on your knees speaking to. Don't get it twisted. It's going to cost you in the end. The knowledge of your Lord and Savior is preeminent. It is expedient for some, but it's problematic for others. I say that to say this. Those that are the chosen children of God in Israel are still looking for a Savior. They have no knowledge of Jesus Christ, and yet they are behind. And Hosea writes it like this. He says, and yet my people are destroyed. And yet, my people perish for a lack of knowledge because they have rejected knowledge. Because knowledge is power for the Christian. Hello, somebody. It is what it is. There's a brother, the late, great Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He was an extraordinary man. Is that right, my guy? He was one who used a lot of lofty words and compassion as his trademarks. That sounds like Martin to me. Is that right? But we know that his words, they reached as high as snow-covered mountain caps. But they also went down deep in the valleys, low in the men's hearts and souls. Is that right? It kind of sounds like Martin to me. We understand that Martin, Dr. King, was a champion for his race, was he not? He often led the race. He had a Christian upbringing, and he carried himself as a Christian. He exuded Christianity. He was a minister of fire, a minister of flame for the Lord and for his people, was he not? Is that not the take on Martin Luther King Jr.? Hello, Mount Calvary. Nonviolence was his plea to all mankind. Am I right? That was all he ever pleaded, was nonviolence. He was a drum major for justice for all of those that couldn't carry justice for themselves. He beat upon the drum of justice for all races of people. Am I right about it? Talking about Martin here now. He was a magnificent man. Martin fought. He fought for the civil rights of poor people. Didn't it? Black and white and any other race. Anybody that was existing in poverty, anybody that was existing in oppression, Martin went to bat for them and fought for them. That's why he marched on Washington with over a million strong. That's why he marched on Selma with the boycotts. Martin loved his people as he loved his God. He was a minister of flame for his people and for his God. I want you to understand something right here. Martin had knowledge. He had knowledge to know that united in Christ that we could stand together against anything. But he also had the knowledge to know that if we were divided and blinded by Satan, that we would fall for anything.
because he believed in going up together. And he believed in coming down together. And he believed that if one should fall, then all should fall. And we all fall together. That is what he believed. Nonviolence was his plea to all mankind. But that is what he pleaded. This man, Martin, was something else. Not only that, Martin, Dr. King, he understood the scripture. He understood that a house divided could not stand. And he understood that great would be the fall of it. He stood out front for his people. And he carried the banner of love. He did that because God allowed him to do it. He was a minister of flame for us. Yes, he was. I want you to get this right here. Not only that, Martin, Dr. King, he was a Nobel Peace Prize winner. The operative word here is peace. Now, degrees are great. A Nobel Peace Prize is probably any greater, it's probably greater than anything else that a man could probably get from a president or whoever. But that peace, it does not match up to the Prince of Peace. Oh no. And it does not surpass a peace that surpasses all understanding, that is anchored, that is rooted and grounded and settled in Jesus Christ. It doesn't surpass that. It'll go a long ways, and it'll take you a long ways, but it won't pass that. Oh, no. Oh, no, it won't pass that. One thing about Martin. Here's the thing about Martin here. He had the knowledge of Jesus Christ in his heart, and he did his best to inspire others, to acquire the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, before our earthly term expires. And we should be ambassadors for God as well. We should inspire others to acquire the knowledge of Jesus Christ before we expire here on earth. Oh, yes. Hello, somebody. Inspire to acquire before you expire. Knowledge is power for the Christian. Hello, somebody. I'm talking to somebody in there. I know I'm talking to somebody. King fought for his brothers and sisters. He fought with a desire and a fire that was unmatched. He was a minister of flame for the Lord. Jeremiah said it like this. It was like fire shut up in my bones. Is that not what he said? Sometimes we need to light a fire in the old kitchen. We need to set up a few smoke signals and get us a little help around here sometime. Yeah, you need to light a fire under your behind sometime so you can praise God like you're supposed to, so you can worship him from the bottom of your heart, so you can clap your hands when you need to clap your hands, so you won't miss your praise when it run by. Hello, somebody. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, he knew about the Holy Spirit. He knew about the commandments of God. He had knowledge of these things. You know why? Because he loved God with all of his heart. He loved God with all of his soul. He loved God with all of his mind, everything that was in him. But he loved his neighbor as he loved himself. And on both of those hang all the law. Is that right? That's what the scripture tells me. Hello, somebody. Martin believed this. King marched on Washington to help as well as he marched on Selma. But he believed that going up together and falling down together, he knew that the gospel of Jesus Christ is what we needed. He had the knowledge of God, Jesus, and the gospel. And he hoped that it would tie us together with a trifold cord, that it would bound us so tight together in love that one couldn't fall without the other. He didn't mind going up together because he didn't mind falling together. Hello, somebody. Come on now. Hello, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God be the glory. I want you to understand this. Sometimes, and I've heard it said, a matter of fact, I heard Brother King say it. He said, sometimes our feet get tired. Oh, but our soul, yeah, is rested in the Lord. Didn't he say that? He said, sometimes our feet get tired on this tedious journey. I know it does. We know one thing, though. The race is not given to the swift. Neither is it given to the strong. But it's given to the one that endures to the end. Because we know that if we wait up on the Lord, if we wait up on the Lord, we shall mount up on wings as eagles. We shall run and not get tired. We shall walk and faint not. Because we have the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because knowledge is power for the Christian. Hello, somebody. Oh, I heard him say, he said, I know y'all came down here today. He said, I know y'all wanted to ask me how long it's going to take before all these wonderful things take place. He said, how long? Not long. He said, how long? Not long. How long will unarmed men stop getting shot down in our streets? How long? Not long. So how long will our sons and daughters fight a war that's been over for years? How long? Not long. How long, Lord? Not long. He said, how long will prejudice blind the visions of men? How long, oh Lord? How long? Not long. He said, no lie can live forever. How long? Not long. He said, no matter what, no matter however the situation, doesn't matter how difficult it might get. How long? Not long. He said, no matter how difficult the situation and no matter what the hour, how long? Not long. He said, because mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. Our God is marching on. Our God is in heaven. He's sitting in the shadow above, watching over his own. How long? Not long. Come, Lord Jesus. How long? Not long. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. His truth is marching on. How long, Lord? How long we got to wait for you, Lord? How long? Not long. Not long at all. Not long. The doors of this church is open. You may come by letter. You may come by baptism. You may come by unction of the Holy Spirit. He that will, let him come. Whosoever will. But the Lord is good to us. He's better to us than we've been to ourselves. There's none like him. Come. Come unto the Lord. All you that labor. All of you that are heavy laden. Come. Take your rest in the Lord. Come. While the blood is running warm in your veins. Come. Because God loves you. He loves you just as much today as he loved you yesterday. He loved you so much that he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Know that God is God. Make him preeminent in your life. Don't take all day. Don't take all night. How long? Not long. Stand for something or fall for anything. If you stand for Jesus, you be granted eternal life. You'll sit with him in a place called heaven. Glory all around. Worshiping God all the day long. There's no God like him. There's no lover of your soul like him. His name is Jesus. 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 Don't let God pass you. His truth is marching on. His grace and his